The WannaCry attacks got us hungry for a little news you can use. So what is the best way to protect yourself and your personal data? Muhammad Ali is CEO of Carbonite. That's a Boston-based company providing cloud backup and data recovery. Ali gave me a quick tutorial on ransomware like WannaCry.
Ransomware is a virus that infects your computer. The difference is that it encrypts everything on your computer. It locks it. And then it says, hey, you have to pay me a ransom for me to unlock it. Otherwise, I'm going to delete all your files.
So, Muhammad, the news that we can use, I've heard a lot about frequently changing your password, about two-step verification. But aside from that, what practical advice do you have for us individual citizens?
Sure. First of all, get the latest Windows updates because there are oftentimes security patches. And in this case, there was one.
And if you're not running Windows, if you're running iOS, Mac, your updates for that as well, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Second is backup, because I can almost guarantee that you're going to be attacked by something. And a backup is really the only foolproof way to recover. Third is update your antivirus. And I would say the last thing is practice good hygiene. You know, don't go to websites that you really don't know. If somebody sends you a link to one of these things, don't go to it. Don't download things that you don't recognize. Don't install things from people you don't know, because you can have all the security software you want. You can have all the backups you want. But as soon as you click on the wrong thing, you're in trouble.
As far as backing up, should we back up in the cloud or back up on a hard drive connected to our computer?
Oh, you should absolutely back up off-site, and off-site means to the cloud. And oftentimes, these cloud services will continuously back up, so they'll have multiple copies, so you can always roll back. Whereas if you're doing it at home, that device could get infected as well, and you don't have as frequent backup. So definitely back up to the cloud.
What about in the places that were targeted, like hospitals and banks? How much was it up to individuals in those organizations to kind of build up the defenses? Or should we not be pointing the finger at them?
No, I think the individuals and the companies have an incredible responsibility to protect their business. First, they have to, do the things that we talked about, ensure that they have all the right security patches, and many of them didn't. Second is that they really should have backups of everything, and many of them didn't. And third, they should have the best antivirus technologies out there. It doesn't mean that this is going to stop it. Mm. But if you look at companies today, many of them can't check those three boxes off.
Again, I don't want to blame the victims here, but was this attack preventable?
I don't think this attack was preventable, and I believe there's more to come. As a matter of fact, this particular attack had certain vulnerabilities that allowed us to stop it. And within days or weeks, a new version of this thing could come out that doesn't have what people are calling the kill switch.
And with this case, in the heat of the moment, what is the best course of actions? Pay the ransom to get your data back?
Well, we don't recommend that you pay the ransom for all the bad behavior that this creates. There's actually solutions. One is to back up. That is the right solution. However, if you're not going to back up, you do put yourself at tremendous risk, and you may, in fact, have to pay the ransom. But there's no guarantee that you're actually going to get your data back. And two, we're effectively building an industry that's going to keep coming at us.
So I'm wondering, with all the finger pointing right now, who's more to blame, the government or a company like Microsoft?
This is great. I think the finger pointing is actually at the core of the problem. Government and businesses are not cooperating. What's happening is that you have businesses sort of operating in silos. They're creating their patches. They're really not engaging with the government. And then the government are creating this arsenal of cyber weapons somewhat independent of the companies. Unless they sit down and start talking about this and collaborate against the bad guys are going to win.
Muhammad Ali, CEO of Carbonite, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.